高考英语听力考试模拟试题十。第一段对话，回答第一题。
When will the plane leave for Hong Kong?
10:45. We still have half an hour to wait.
第二段对话，回答第二题。
The room is filled with smoke. I can hardly breathe.
I agree.Smoking should not be permitted in the room at all.
第三段对话，回答第三题。
Did you meet Professor Black, our new teacher, yesterday?
I've been sick for 5 days.
第四段对话，回答第四题。
Have you finished that story?
No, it's so long that I can't finish it.
Perhaps you don't understand. Would you like me to explain it to you?
Yes, please. Perhaps you'll be able to get us more interested in it.
第五段对话，回答第五题。
Will you be seeing Jane tomorrow?
Most probably. Why?
Could you give her this book when you see her?
Yes, of course.
第六段对话，回答第六至九题。
Hello, are you the person who has a house for sale?
Yes, I am.
Well, the advertisement says that it has 4 bedrooms and 3 baths. Just what I need for my family of 6. May I ask how much you want for it?
I prefer not to talk about the price over the phone.But let's say it's around 150,000. I would also require 40,000 to be paid at the time of buying. Why don't you come by and take a look?
Well, I'm not sure I can afford such a large payment of 40,000 at once. But I guess it wouldn't hurt to see the house. If you can tell me how to get to your place from South Florida Street, my wife and I will be over.
第七段对话，回答第九至十一题。
Well, good morning, Tom. I haven't seen you for a long time.
I've been feeling pretty well until the last few days.
What seems to be the trouble now?
I feel tired. I've been having headaches almost every day. And I'm not getting as much sleep as I usually do.
Have you been eating properly? Eating the right kind of food is important for your health, you know.
Well, I haven't been eating too well, I guess. I usually have enough time to eat a sandwich and a cup of coffee for lunch.
And what about for dinner?
Sometimes I'm too tired to eat anything at all.
That's not good. How are things going at work?
Oh, pretty well. I've been given a raise. It's been necessary for me to work late almost every night.
Working late and worrying aren't good for you. It's important for you to eat properly and to get enough sleep. Getting some exercise will help you sleep better.
Yes, I suppose so.
And I will give you some medicine to take. Remember that you have to be more careful about eating.
第八段对话，回答第十二至十四题。
Where did you put my new blue tie?
It's right here in the cupboard with your other ties.
There's a green one and a couple brown ones, but no blue one.
Here it is in your drawer. You must have put it there when you brought it home.
I suppose so. Does it look okay with this green shirt?
I think so. We'd better hurry up or we're going to be late. The Johnson said to come at 7:30.
Oh, it's 6:45 now. Sue isn't here to take care of the children yet.
She'll be here at 7. That gives us time to get there.
Who else is coming tonight?
The Browns and the Franks, and Mrs. Johnson's sister will be there too.
Well, I think we'd better go down. Sue should be here pretty soon.
第九段独白，回答第十五至十七题。
Many children act in TV shows. They work several hours a day, so they cannot go to regular school. How do they get an education? In Hollywood, where many TV shows are made, about 40 teachers give lessons for the children in the shows. They teach wherever their pupils are working. The teacher's job is very important.She is responsible for making sure that the children learn the required subject. She makes sure, too, that the child gets enough rest and play along with his education. Child actors are required to attend classes 20 hours each week. California law says they must be taught from September to the middle of June.If they do not get good marks in school, they are not permitted to continue working in TV shows. TV children are usually good pupils, and most of their teachers like this special kind of work. Their classes are held in many interesting places. Sometimes the classroom is a Mississippi riverboat. Sometimes it is the inside of a spaceship. Often the pupils become famous stars.
第十段独白，回答第十八至二十题。
Dear Fred, The news in your letter of 16th was a very welcome surprise. I'm very pleased indeed to hear of your marriage, and I offer my warmest congratulations. I wish you and your wife many years of happiness together, and look forward to seeing you both.It must be nearly 3 years since we met. Your marriage proves that you're doing very well in business. One can't marry in these days of high prices and heavy taxes without a good income. I'm still unmarried, but I hope to marry next year. Do you remember Mary Smith, our girl who was at college with us? She's the girl who's going to be my wife.As soon as we can afford to marry. I'm still in the food company. I have not yet risen to be the manager of the company. In fact, I still have only a junior position, but I'm beginning to do well. Once more, congratulations on your marriage.